Roller coasters have long been separated into two types, wooden and steel. Wooden coasters often have rougher rides and aren't typically race car fast. Steel coasters offer the twists, flips, and sheer speed many thrill seekers live for. On this week's State of the Arts, I head to Cedar Point in Sandusky to ride Steel Vengeance, a new coaster that offers the best of both worlds. First of all, I'm scared of heights. Second, I tend to get motion sickness, so you would think riding the world's tallest, fastest, twistiest wood and steel roller coaster would be a terrible idea. And you might be right. I'm not the bravest, so I choose a car in the middle of the pack and nervously strap myself in. Steel Vengeance is what's called a hybrid roller coaster. It combines a classic wooden structure with a metal bed beneath the tracks for added rigidity.
That technology has allowed them to make it go upside down, to do those inversions, and to flip sideways and backwards and all different ways that a wooden coaster can't.
That's Cedar Point's Director of Communication, Tony Clark. He says it's the metal support that allowed the designers to make this a hyper coaster, one that stands at least 200 feet tall.
This one is a hyper hybrid. We had to create a brand new category because it was so big.
Steel Vengeance checks in at 205 feet. And believe me, I saw every single one slowly tick by on my climb to the top. And this is where it gets loud. The wind noise and, yes, my screaming, make it a little hard to hear what's happening. But the car hits 74 miles per hour on its way down from a sheer drop. It twists me upside down through corkscrews and shoots me through bank turns that make it feel like my organs are being rearranged. Cedar Point says this ride can stand toe-to-toe with the biggest and baddest all-steel coasters around the world. And up until about 6 years ago, parks weren't building these hybrid coasters in such extreme ways. That's where Rocky Mountain Construction out of Idaho comes in. They built Steel Vengeance. Fred Grubb is the company's owner. He's proud of this monster coaster.
And it sets several records. The fastest speed for this hybrid coaster, the steepest drop, several records, all kinds.
10 world records, actually. RMC uses steel I-beams similar to those found in skyscrapers to create the base underneath the track in a hybrid roller coaster. Before, designers used tubular steel in hybrid coasters that couldn't really handle corkscrews and extreme drops, lagging behind the thrills of their all-steel cousins. But if you want speed, flips, and fighter pilot G-forces, why not just build an all-steel roller coaster?
Well, for the most part, this process is done on an existing roller coaster that a park has.
That's Tim Baldwin, Communications Director for American Roller Coaster Enthusiasts. He's part of a group of more than 5,000 members who travel the world riding roller coasters. I reached him via Skype from his home in Texas.
You know, particularly when you have these huge, gigantic, large wooden coasters, they seem very marketable and very fun, and they were great when they opened. But in time, they were starting to really be maintenance demanding.
Much of the wooden base of Steel Vengeance actually was part of a coaster called Mean Streak, once the world's tallest wooden roller coaster back in the early 90s. Cedar Point isn't saying how much it cost to build Steel Vengeance, but does say it was more cost-effective to repurpose the aging Mean Streak rather than tear it down and start from scratch. And Baldwin says this has become a trend within the industry.
I mean, we've seen Six Flags do it 5 or 6 times. It started with Texas Giant, then the Rattler down in San Antonio became Iron Rattler. Colossus out at Six Flags Magic Mountain became Twisted Colossus.
But he says in an industry built on one-upsmanship, he doesn't see Steel Vengeance's title of being the tallest, fastest hybrid coaster being challenged anytime soon. After I come to a complete stop and step foot on solid ground again, a little disoriented from defying gravity, I kind of want to get in line and ride it again.
But that was super fun.
With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.